Thanks for listening to Access Utah. Today on the program, a series of reports from our southeastern Utah correspondent, John Kovach. The issue is the fight for Native American voting rights in San Juan County in extreme southeastern Utah. Coming up at the end of the program, John's interview with Phil Lyman, current county commissioner, recently famous for leading an ATV protest into Recapture Canyon. We've already had a comment from David about Mr. Lyman. You can keep those comments and questions coming at 1-800-826-1495, upraxcess@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at Utah Public Radio. Here once again is our southeastern Utah correspondent, John Kovach.
Ken Slade, a white Mormon rancher and environmentalist, is best known around Moab as the inspiration for one of the characters in Ed Abbey's The Monkey Wrench Gang. What's less known is that for many years, Slate was a firebrand activist for Navajo civil rights, going up against the likes of Cal Black, one of the infamous founders of the Sagebrush Rebellion. Slate lives up at his Pack Creek Ranch in the La Salle Mountains. I interviewed him in his Quonset hut that serves as his office. Start me out with how you first came to be associated with folks in San Juan County.
It goes way back to the days of Father Liebler. A bunch of us from the University of Utah came down here on a spring break type of thing, and we camped out there at Father Liebler's mission down near Bluff. I was so intrigued about the country, of course. Monument Valley is not the most beautiful place in the world. All of that started gelling in me. Then, of course, after I started river running, well, I was down there a lot. And I love the Native American people. The Indian people are, to me, the most genuine people in the world. They have their problems, there's no doubt about it. In my mind, sometimes I equate with them that I'm one of them. But, of course, I wasn't. They made all these Indian people conform, and I had a real problem with the Mormon church. At first I thought it was good, but then the Mormon church come and take their kids and all that and try to transform the Indian people.
Who were some of the first Navajos that you met and came to know?
Remember, a few years back, I got acquainted with Mark Maryboy. He was the commissioner of San Juan County because of the Department of Justice came in and forced them to have a San Juan commissioner. That was the beginning of my political stuff down here. And Mark Maryboy was a great mentor. I first met Mark. He called me up and said, got a problem with these aircraft. They make a great big circle around the Navajo Nation. They wouldn't let those aircraft zoom over Salt Lake City and the Mormon area and all that stuff up to Salt Lake. They chose to put it down over the Navajo Nation. And that's where Mark Maryboy and I started working on that. It took us 3 or 4 years to get that stopped. Voting rights and all that. That was a long time ago, and, you know, they don't have a lot of money, most of those Navajo peoples. Few did. When you were not in the same culture, you're relegated to the side, and that's what San Juan County has done for years. There's been a lot of good help from some of the people in San Juan County along the way, but predominantly, politically, they really pushed the Navajo and the Ute off to the side. And they are doing that today. They are our people too. They are our citizens. And if they were honest down there today, they can see that there's more Navajo people than there are whites. Get back on the separation of the county when we got going on it. We said things are not right here. And I told this to Cal Black. He's the commissioner then. And then they brought up the idea of we'll split the county. Have one county, San Juan County, and another county. Maybe the Navajo County. I don't know what it would have been. And they were going to split the county on reservation lines. That was wrong. That gives the Utah Navajos very little. They should have, if they're going to talk about splitting the county, split it on Aboriginal lines. Where were the Navajo before even settlement? That's when the talk started dwindling. When you're going to take some Aboriginal lands, the white people wouldn't have it.
That's interesting, because the university did that study saying, oh, this would be bad for the Navajos because they wouldn't have as much working capital, and that's kind of passed around as the reason that never went anywhere.
When they found out it was going to hurt the white people more, take away their wealth, the voting rights. Everybody has a right in their community to vote on an equal basis as they do in Blanding. They have a great political machine there in Blanding. I mean, the Mormon thing and the Republican thing and all. And I proposed this way back when I was the head of the Democratic machine in San Juan County as a chairman. I made this proposal, and I think it still holds. We divide it up into five sections instead of the three. Take away the commission and make it a council, and it would make it equal all the way down the board. It didn't fly. It didn't even fly at first with the Navajo. We needed the Department of Justice to come back in. That's what I love about this suit that Eric Swenson and the Navajo attorneys are bringing. I think that if we win this case, I say we, Eric and all the Navajo folks that's doing the, I think we're going to see a big change. I don't think there'll be any movement now to split the county. If they do, we'll get back to square one. All that work that we had in the past helped. And the Department of Justice, they helped. Whether or not this suit goes all the way, whatever, negotiated settlements or whatnot, I think the Department of Justice is going to have to come in. They have to come in again, and they used to send, when I was down there, observers to make sure that there was no intimidation. But look, all over America today, that's a big issue. People trying to keep from somebody else from voting instead of them going out and saying, everybody come and vote.
This issue's, you know, the voting rights battle in San Juan County, we're more than three decades now of this battle going on. And a few years back, you wrote a piece in the Zephyr where you deplored the fact that the one thing that didn't seem to change in San Juan County is the level of racism.
They all say we're not racist, but I know different. When I was campaigning down there, I'd go into various different places of business, and it brought up to me there was intense racism among quite a sizable number. Those people, those Mormons, what in the hell are they doing down there? But then they say, the Mormons are saying, well, what, those damned old Indians. I've marched with the Navajo up in Salt Lake. I've marched down the White Mesa area with the Navajo in protest. And I will do it again and again and again. But I do know that if you run for politics in San Juan County, especially representatives, you're trying to get the vote of the Navajo, or even trying to get a Navajo to run, it's a big endeavor. The county was not pushing the tourism industry of the Navajo Nation. They left them off their lists. It all had to do with white people business. When I started pushing for, let's bring in Native American businesses and their pursuits, they rebelled. And it took me a hell of a long time to rectify that. It's better today than it ever has been. So maybe there is progress. I don't know. I think that money still predominates.
That was Ken Slate, legendary rabble-rouser of Southeast Utah.
What they want.